Ramsgate Recorder Audio. Headphone Story.
Slicing the Pie, written by Juliet Lyons. Pie Factory Music has been supporting and empowering young people through music for more than 20 years. But with cuts to its funding, the charity is now looking for new opportunities to keep championing the 1,500 children and young people it serves across Thanet and Dover. There's a myriad of reasons why young people aren't getting the mental health and emotional well-being support they need, says Zoe Karasik, CEO of Pie Factory Music. We're stepping in to do a lot of that care because statutory services just aren't able to keep up at the moment, she explains as she talks through all the services and activities Pie has on offer. That is, a ton. Every session Pie runs has some sort of musical activity or engagement happening with professional musicians. Young people, including young refugees and asylum seekers, can get their hands on instruments and they can go into the recording studio and work with a producer. Alongside accessing counselling sessions and pastoral care, they can learn how to make beats or record raps, and it's totally free. The nurturing experiences and connections fostered through Pi change young people's perceptions of what it is that they want to do in life, where their talents lie, and what gives them purpose. I'm really passionate about Pi being a melting pot of activities, enthuses Zoe. It doesn't matter who you are, there's going to be something on offer that suits you or that piques your interest, and you never know where that might lead. Suddenly, music is an opportunity, and it's available to you. It might take you on the stage, it might take you on tour, it might put you in a recording studio, it might get you your Duke of Edinburgh Award. In March, a significant source of funding, which Pi and other youth organisations in Kent have relied on, will come to an end following a decision by Kent County Council to not renew external contracts for youth services. The council's in-house services will continue under a new family hub structure, a government-led scheme which aims to bring services under one umbrella, with £11 million of funding from the Department of Education over 3 years. It has been widely reported that this will save the council £913,000. KCC says this is part of a wider restructure, including the closure of buildings and the move to joined-up family hubs that will save £7 million. It's just under half of our annual income, explains Zoe. And it comes at a time when she and her team of 23, including volunteers, are seeing unprecedented numbers of young people not attending school. Pi will have to slim down its open access youth work, which is the preventative branch of Pi's provision. It's where young people can just come and be themselves on any weekday evening, no matter what's going on outside Pi's walls, and hang out in a safe, inclusive space where there are adults who can listen, advise, and provide emotional support if they want it, including signposting to other services. It's a minefield out there for a young person right now. It's really tough. Look at what they've lived through in their young lives, she says, referring particularly to the pandemic and the lockdowns. But Pi is far from defeated. Having recruited a freelance fundraiser, they're already writing funding applications and starting to share their skills and expertise of working with young people facing challenging life circumstances through consultancy work locally and regionally, which will help to raise funds for Pi's core work with young people. Zoe's next step is to put together a fundraising supergroup to up their income generation in the next 6 months. It's here that she needs help most and is seeking to engage people with corporate fundraising and experience of coordinating giving campaigns to volunteer around 10 hours of their time over 6 months to attend meetings, cast an eye over draft documents, and help make the odd phone call. She's also keen that people are aware of Pi's important work and says that anyone talking about them or sharing their work on social media will really help to raise their profile. Pi is here to stay, says Zoe. While there might be a period of having to scale things back to secure our sustainability, ultimately, what we want to do and what our aim is to do is to grow again. If you're interested in becoming part of Pi's fundraising supergroup, email Zoe on zoe@piefactorymusic.com for a conversation. Find out more about Pi at piefactorymusic.com.